In Northwest News on KPLU, climate change due to global warming brings many concerns with it. Among them is potential for rising sea levels. Communities all over Western Washington are worried. KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe went to a spot on Tacoma's Theophos Waterway to learn more.
Estimates about sea level rise in Washington range pretty widely, but there are plenty of places around the state that are dry now but could be submerged by the end of the century. So I asked for a meeting outside UW-Tacoma's Center for Urban Waters. With me is Jim Parvey from the city's Office of Sustainability. We're standing on some pavers that are expected to be covered by the end of the century by as much as 4.5 feet of added water.
So we have a range that could go from 2 inches to 54 inches. So it's not over our eyeballs, but it would certainly be up around our ankles.
Tacoma has been selected as one of the communities that scientists from Washington Sea Grant will use as a pilot for new studies of sea level rise. Sea Grant has nearly $1 million and some of the brightest scientists in the region looking at the issue. Across from our spot on the Theophos Waterway, there are steep wooded bluffs near Commencement Bay. Those are expected to erode more, increasing the risk of landslides. And less than a mile away, there's a wastewater treatment plant that's in the flood zone of the Puyallup River. All of these things are vulnerable to sea level rise. Parvey says that's why Tacoma started looking at these issues pretty early on. It's also why the city was chosen as a pilot location for the research project, which has a goal of helping communities all over the state to get ready. Nicole Fagan is with Washington Sea Grant.
And communities are asking for that as they're doing their planning and as they're designing these facilities. They're saying, what should we use for the information? And people don't have the right information.
She says the project will look at key components of the risk, including surge levels, tectonic shifts, and wave heights. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.